Randall Rathbun was working on the F-22 stealth fighter jet project in Texas in 2002. And he was a regular church goer at his Protestant church where he used to go, and even was on the worship team, praise and worship team on Sundays. But he was really living a double life. And it started with looking at bad things on the internet. And you remember the book of Proverbs says, "Watch your eyes." And that progressed to Saturday nights going with the streetwalkers, if you catch my drift. And so it was just living totally opposite of what he was professing on Sunday. And he was in a horrific car accident. And you've heard many of these different life and death experiences, near-death experiences, where it's been wonderful and they go through this tunnel and they see the city of light at the end and meet their family members and it's all wonderful. But not everybody has that nice experience. Some people have experienced the opposite. And Randall experienced the opposite. He heard a screaming voice and it said, "He's mine, he's mine. He's a liar, he's a liar, he's a liar. And I'm taking him down to the lake of fire." And at that point, Randall, in his vision, saw three scripture passages. Romans 6:23, "The wages of sin is death." John 8:34, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is the slave of sin." And Galatians 6:7, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap." And so he knew that he was doomed. But by the grace and the mercy of God, he was not given that sentence. He was given a second chance. He heard the voice of God. And it was very authoritative, and yet at the same time, it was loving and gentle. And his soul went back into his body. And you can imagine how he reformed his life from that point on, right? So God is a God of mercy, but we cannot presume on his mercy and take advantage of it forever, right? And you shouldn't do it at all. But we cannot persist in sin. We have to get rid of sin in our lives. So this is a good story, true story, in preparation for the Lenten season, right? As we do extra hard work to get closer to God, root out even the imperfections of our life, and also before Mardi Gras, right, which is not a license to sin. It is certainly, we can have good fun, but without sinning, right, without getting drunk or drinking if you're teenagers or whatever, doing the right thing for God's sake. And that's what we saw in all of our readings today, right, in Isaiah and Paul and Peter. There seem to be four common elements to the religious experience of the divine, of coming into the presence of God. Of number one, feeling unworthy, secondly, being forgiven by God, and thirdly, being sent on mission to work for the Lord. So to apply it to the gospel passage today, Jesus gets into the boat with Peter. So he's being called by the Lord right there. He's coming into the very presence of the Lord. And he tells him to put out into the deep water. And that's a sign that God wants to have a very deep relationship with each and every one of us. He loves us so deeply, he wants to have this personal relationship with us on a daily basis. Communal basis on Sunday, but also family basis during the week and individual during the week as well, right? That personal prayer life with the Lord. He wants to call us to a deeper experience of his love and his power and his mercy in our lives. And so Jesus tells him to put out the nets. And Peter, the professional fisherman, has said, "Look, we've fished all night." Because that's the way they did it at that time. That's when the fish were biting or the nets could catch the biggest shoals of fish. And they hadn't caught anything. And so Jesus says, "Look, you put those nets out." And Peter agrees. And he catches this gigantic catch to sink both of their boats. And so the lesson here is that if we try to guide our lives without the direction of Jesus in our lives, then we're going to be a failure in his eyes. But if we follow his directions, we will be spiritually successful, not successful in the eyes of the world, but we're talking about spiritual success, being faithful to the Lord. If we follow his directions, then we will certainly do that. And so St. Peter immediately experiences his own sinfulness. He knows he's in the presence of the divine. He says, leave me, Lord. I am a sinful man. And yet Jesus says to him, do not be afraid. I am calling you to be a fisher of men. And so we're all like Peter. We're all like Isaiah, who when he came into the presence of the divine said, I'm a man of unclean lips. And yet the ember was placed to touch him and to purify him. St. Paul, who persecuted the church, became our greatest preacher of the faith. And so we should never, ever give up on any soul coming to the Lord. And none of us should ever despair, right? Even if we're fighting against sin in our lives and it's taking a long time, never, never give up, because that's one of the devil's tools as well, to despair. Never give in. Never give up. Keep fighting. Keep coming to the sacraments, the confession, and for the grace and the power, and taking practical steps, whatever we need to do to root out the sins in our lives. And God will certainly bless us and help us. Because God does not call those who are perfect, but he perfects those that he calls. And as they say, if God brings you to it, he will see you through it as well. And so we have a loving and a merciful God, but we don't want to take advantage of it. We want to be faithful to him and grow ever closer to him in each and every way. When Jesus says, go out into the deep, somebody said that some people like to swim in the shallow waters of the baptismal font, right? So we want to go into the deep waters, into that deep relationship with him, really that experience of death and rising to new life. That's what we started with at our baptism. That is what we continue with in every sacrament that we receive. And so here at this altar, just as Isaiah came and the frame of the house shook and the smoke came out, sometimes we use incense. I know these guys love to stoke up the incense thurible. But we have that experience of the divine, and he calls us into a deeper relationship of love and mercy with him. So let us do that during this Lenten season, try to draw closer. I want to encourage all of you to come out for our mission. Father Hampton Davis is a great dynamic preacher, and I know you will enjoy it. Starts on Leap Day, February the 29th, March 1st and 2nd, 3 nights. It's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at 7 p.m., right here, and I know you will be touched. Bring a friend. Bring somebody who's not going to church, and this might be the grace that touches them in a powerful and a deep way.